And John, you know, that speaks again to the fight against just the standards, because one thing that people are, because believe me, in our state, you would not know that we are just two people LLC, as they call us, because all of those factions we mentioned, all those national lobbying groups have boots on the ground in our state who work tirelessly, it seems, to discount us and to minimize our efforts. Mostly, I think the preference strongly is that, you know, no attention be brought to our efforts, so that no explaining has to be done. But one thing that people are told by these factions is, you know, that Karen and I are radical in that we want no standards and no testing, and that there needs to be steps in between because, you know, that just isn't realistic. It can't be done all at once. Well, the fact that Karen and I do not believe in standards or testing, standardized testing, is absolutely true. But to suggest that we are so naive, or as they want to say, radical, to think that that can just be taken out in one fell swoop is ridiculous. And we think that our efforts show that. Anyone that looks at these bills that passed into law unanimously through both chambers, both all committees in both chambers and signed by the governor, anybody that looks at those can see that all of the things, as Karen explained, that people are concerned about, that they recognize as common core, whether they recognize the actual fact that it is school choice, really doesn't matter. When it comes to looking at the efforts that we're expending, I think it shows that we know full well that this has to be attacked in bits and pieces. But does it have to be attacked just one piece? No. Obviously, we attacked three pieces of it last session. So, you know, and the fact that, you know, attacking the standards and trading them for another set of similar standards, you know, is of no interest to us because we actually want to do something that, like Karen says, either slows us down or stops at least some part of it in its tracks, because what we have here are children suffering. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to forget that in all the, you know, antagonism going back and forth throughout our state, that, you know, we have children suffering here. And so to have a real plan that can really stop any of it is what we went in with last session. And we came out with tools that could be used to do that. Now, is it easy to use those tools? Obviously not, because this is a very lucrative agenda to the business lobby and to the elitists that are in power. They're not just going to say, oh, okay, so that's what the law says, so now we have to just change what we're doing. That's definitely not ever going to happen. They will never stop. And so our stance has to be, and anyone that is fighting along with us, that we will never stop. And that's something I don't think any of them have come across. You know, citizens who strictly want to preserve the constitutional God-given birthrights as Americans for the future. For our project.
There's no money in it.
There's no money in it. There's no, believe me, there's no appreciation in it, very little. And, you know, these national organizations that have all the money and the ability to get the press and everything, you know, they're constantly pounding on us and they have their boots on the ground doing that. So it's not a thankful place to be in, but it is where we believe God wants us because this, you know, our constitutions are just the most fabulous documents that we could ever have been blessed with. And we are determined that we're going to preserve that for our children and for our state and our nation. And we've always been foolish enough to say, of all things, that Louisiana, we believed Louisiana could lead the country out of this mess. And when those three laws passed, it proved that we were correct.